Stark de Souza dictating on Jane Stivers. Jane, Jane. Stivers, Stivers. S as in Sam, Stivers. V as in Victor. Stivers Jane, date of birth is 2/19/1938. Bring me a copy for Margaret Chang, MD. Chang, Chang, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Margaret, thank you for sending Jane Stivers for preliminary evaluation. Next paragraph. History present illness. This is a 84-year-old female with a past history of asthma and chronic bronchitis. Has been coughing up some thick mucus at night and has some shortness of breath with exertion. The patient does have a history for chronic atrial fibrillation and also has a history for hypertension and a previous stroke with mild right hemiparesis. Period. She has been on Eliquis 2.5 milligrams BID and also uses an albuterol inhaler and Trelegy Ellipta 100 micrograms one puff a day. She is not on any home oxygen, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included a history for hypertension and a history for CVA with right hemiparesis. History of ovarian cancer, treated by Dr. Malpas, M-O-L-P-H-U-S. And has a history of a melanoma of the right arm. She has cardiomyopathy, pulmonary hypertension, and congestive heart failure, as well as COPD with chronic bronchitis and hyperlipidemia. Surgery also includes cholecystectomy, appendectomy, resection of left arm melanoma, and a hysterectomy. Next paragraph. Allergies to poison ivy. Next paragraph. Habits: patient does not smoke, drinks alcohol, mostly wine, 4 times a week. Next paragraph. Family history: mother had a history of COPD. Father's illness unknown. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has no fatigue or fever, no weight loss. She has dizzy attacks, and she has reflux, and she has wheezing and shortness of breath and cough, and denies urinary frequency, flank pains, no joint. She does have joint pains and muscle stiffness, and she has loose stools and some abdominal discomfort, and she has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations or leg swelling. She has anxiety attacks. Next, med list included metoprolol 100 mg BID, Eliquis 2.5 mg BID, lisinopril 40 mg daily, betanecol 10 mg half tablet daily, Lasix 20 mg daily, Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily, single air 10 mg daily, and Trelegy Ellipta 1 puff a day. Next, for a physical exam, this averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, mild pallor, no cyanosis, no clubbing, and no edema. Blood pressure 122/70, pulse is 80, respiration 16, tension 97.5, weight is 130 pounds, saturation 97, and room air. HUNT norms, phallic pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, yes, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds to the periphery. And scattered wheezes, velocity, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular, on an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Proximities. No edema, no cap tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus. There are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Rectal exam is deferred. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Let's see. Impression number one is chronic bronchitis. I'm sorry, COPD with chronic bronchitis. Number two is asthma. And number three is history of hypertension. Number four is congestive heart failure. Number five is atrial fibrillation. Number six, hyperlipidemia. And number seven is history of CVA. Next paragraph, plan, the patient has been placed on Ventil and HFA, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Continue with the Trelegy Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff a day. A complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes was ordered. She will also get a follow-up CT chest in 6 months. Oh, can you please add in the first paragraph, the patient had a chest CT which showed chest CT on 9/13/22, and it showed a 5 mm nodule in the left upper lobe and a 4 mm area of scarring and nodularity in the right upper lobe, which are non-specific. That's on the first paragraph, please. And in the final diagnosis, please add lung nodules. Final diagnosis number 7, lung nodules. Next paragraph in the plan, after PFTs, the patient will also get a chest CT in 6 months to evaluate the lung nodules. Oncology evaluation was suggested, and she will come in for a follow-up visit in 2 months, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for the consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Chan, C-H-A-N, Dr. Chang, C-H-A-N-G, Margaret Chang, C-H-A-N-G, M-D, Margaret Chang, M-D. Thank you. Let's talk to D'Souza.